Morning, everyone. Great to see you this morning. Did everyone have a cool Christmas? It's cool to have Christmas in Winnipeg. It's even cooler than Mars and the North Pole and so on. Well, we finish our series this morning, Hidden Christmas, and we're thinking about, are you listening, boys and girls, for all the children that are out? Imagine having Christmas every day. How many boys and girls would like to have Christmas every day? How many moms and dads? No. I want you to think this morning, and especially the boys and girls, but moms and dads as well, what is it that you like about Christmas that you would love to have repeated every day? So think of one thing that you really, really enjoy at Christmas time. And if you could have your wish come true, then you would like to have that every single day. I can think of in fact, I'm going to tell you a few, but I want you to tell me a few first. So what would, yes? Presents every single day? Wouldn't that be amazing? Anything else? Dennis? Every day? Okay. That sounds pretty good. Anything else?
Butter tarts.
Yeah. Somebody down there, yeah. Who? Yes? Jezia? Rescue box? Balls. Oh, okay. Yes? Presents every day. That'd be amazing, waking up at 5 every morning and going down, and your mom and dad have presents there.
Making presents for your mom and dad.
Making presents for your mom and dad. Oh, that'd be very special. Yeah, I'd like that. Well, lots of things. I'm sure you can think of much more. So I've got a few things up here on the platform. I absolutely love every day the celebration. Wouldn't that be amazing? So I would love music. Well, you know, I really like Christmas music, and I put as much on my phone as I can. And but when it comes 1st of January, it all goes off. But I really love Christmas music. I love the lights. I love special food. Does anyone know what my absolute favorite food is at Christmas time? I'll give you a clue. My wife bakes it once a year, and once a year I put it on Facebook for the world to see. Pavlova. Oh, it's wonderful. It's, in fact, you know, it's so good. Maybe Judith has actually been reading my sermon about Christmas every day, because she's actually talking about making it again tomorrow. With fresh cream and more strawberries. So that would be amazing every day. Maybe not, but yeah. What else do I like? Well, I like the games that we play. Have you any favorite games? Yes? You made up a game called
Boing Boing.
Boing Boing. Sounds good. You don't get hurt, no? No. What, yes? Zip Zap Boing? Wow. That sounds dangerous, but it sounds like fun. Do you know what else? Now, maybe boys and girls don't like this so much, but can you guess what it is? What moms and dads really like at Christmas time? They just like to... Yeah. Hands up. Just do it quickly so your mom and dad don't see it. Did you caught your mom and dad asleep at Christmas on the sofa? Yeah! I see a few hands going up. That happens, doesn't it? And we'll not talk about snoring or anything like that. Who likes, well, we've already talked about it, Christmas presents, the gifts. I love gifts. And in fact, a little bit later on, we're going to open one of the gifts. Anybody? Well, what do you think it is?
A jigsaw.
A game? Tell you what, you can think about it and we'll open it. We'll come back to it, don't worry. And it's really special. Okay, we'll come back to it. I think you'll really enjoy it. Who likes time with the family at Christmas? Yeah, that's really special, isn't it? And some people, they come in from a faraway distance to meet up with family, and it's really good to see them again. And you probably know my family all live in that beautiful place called Ireland. And so, how do you think I speak to them over Christmas? In fact, FaceTime. So in fact, I did it this morning with my mom and dad, and I'm able to see them. In fact, I can see the cup of tea that my dad's drinking and what particular Irish bickies, as we call them, cookies that he's eating, and I think, oh, if I could just reach into the screen, but I can't do that. So it's really good fun to catch up with family. And in fact, I've actually got a picture of my mum and dad here. They would be really, my mom would be very embarrassed if she knew that. So don't tell her on Facebook. No, it's okay if you want to. And so it's really cool to be able to talk to them again. Do you know what else is I love, and I've always loved this about Christmas? It's a little bit deeper than the presents and time with family. And it's really hard to put into words. It's sort of the atmosphere, the sense of hope and love and peace, the sense that something special is going on, that it's different. So I don't know what you would call that, maybe the atmosphere or the hope or, oh, I just really, really love that. I've loved that since I was a small boy, now that I'm a small boy still. All of us probably love these things, and we wish they could continue every day of the year. But there is a way that they absolutely can. And you know what? It's the best thing about Christmas. Knowing that Jesus actually did come into the world as a baby, and that he grew up to be a man who gave his life and rose again that we might be forgiven. And Christmas is special when we come to actually know Jesus, who came to rescue us and to be with us forever. It's like, imagine the whole world seems to be celebrating Christmas, and I can actually know the person that we are celebrating. I can actually talk to him, and he can talk to me. Isn't that absolutely amazing? And that's what makes Christmas the most special, when we really know Jesus as our friend. Let's read from God's Word, from 1 John chapter 1 and verses 1 to 7. And For some of you, this is a familiar passage, but it's probably not the first one we would necessarily think about when we think, what are the type of things that we can have every single day of the year, not just on December 25th? So see if you can guess some of the things as we read this. 1 John chapter 1. That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked at and our hands have touched, this we proclaim concerning the word of life. The life appeared. We have seen it and we testify to it and we proclaim to you the eternal life, which was with the Father and has appeared to us. We proclaim to you that which we have seen and heard, so that you also may have fellowship with us. And our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ. We write these things to make our joy complete. This is the message we have heard from him and declare to you. God is light, and in him there is no darkness at all. If we claim to have fellowship with him and yet walk in the darkness, we lie and we do not live out the truth. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another. And the blood of Jesus, his Son, purifies us from all sin. The first thing that we can have every single day of the year, not just at Christmas, is life. And life is a very precious thing. If Jesus isn't real, then we don't really have life. Yeah, we might be physically alive. We might be walking around and doing different things and even enjoying some things, but we don't really have real life, because real life happens the moment we are brought into a relationship with Jesus Christ, because God is life. I wonder how many of boys and girls have a book at home, and it might be a little bit like this. It's a book of fairy tales. Who likes fairy tales? There's some great stories. Anyone have a favorite fairy tale? Snow White? Yeah. Cinderella. Wow, it's an amazing one, isn't it? Beauty and the Beast. So, yeah, lots of fairy tales. But you know what? Jesus is not a fairy tale. We can get a little bit mixed up at times, and we can think, you know, the whole story about Jesus becoming a baby at Bethlehem and growing up, and that's just a fairy tale. But no, it's absolutely true. And when we read the Bible, God's word, God's book, it's absolutely truth. In fact, did you hear what John actually said? He said, we have heard, we have seen, we have touched. Jesus is the real thing. He's alive. He's real. He can give us real life. In fact, John says he is the word of life. He just has to speak, and he speaks life. Jesus didn't just come to bring us eternal life. That's an amazing thing, that we could live with him forever. But in fact, he is eternal life. Don't know whether you've thought about it before, but in every other religion, the founder always points to eternal life. But because Jesus is God who has come in the flesh as a little baby, he is eternal life. He died, he rose again, he has the power over death. He is life. And that means that when we come into a relationship with Jesus, then we have life. When we're made one with him, We have life. You don't need to try and achieve it or attain it. It is found in Jesus Christ every day. It's all about coming to Him, trusting Him with our lives, and learning to respond to His life within us. And that's such good news, because it releases us from the pressure of having to do lots of things that we feel are making us alive to God. Yes, we need certain disciplines in our lives, but it's not to get the life. It is to respond to the life within us. Jesus Christ is life. And in Him, we can experience real life every single day. And that means the things that we see and we touch, we can actually really enjoy, because we're not worshiping those things. We're worshiping the giver, the creator. It can be Christmas every day when we are being born again or made new through Jesus. Every day, as we choose to put God first, as we choose to die to our sin and become alive to God, we experience His new life. So life for the person who trusts in Jesus isn't just once a year. It's not just when they were born and celebrate their birthday, but it's when they are born again. It's when they come into a new relationship with Jesus. And then they can really enjoy life every single day. That means, boys and girls, adults as well, that every day I wake up, even if I'm feeling a little bit sad, even maybe I'm disappointed or I'm discouraged, I can always turn to Jesus, who's not just with me when I trust Him with my life, He is in me. And the very life of God is there. And sometimes the evil one, the devil, will try to say, no, you're on your own. You've got to try and make it happen. You've got to try and have Christmas every day. And like it's over now, so think about the new year. What are you going to do? Let's plan and it's a good thing to plan a vacation, but if we're planning the next thing and the next thing and the next thing to try to give us life outside of God, it will always fail, because the life is in God alone, and we need to learn to respond to Him and to know Him every single day. That's one of the reasons, again, boys and girls, but also adults, why we pray. It's not because of just something we do. We are responding to the life of God every day, saying, I can't live my life fully and enjoy the world that You have given to me unless I know that You are with me. So every day, the first thing we can have is life, not just at Christmas. The second thing is fellowship. Fellowship. There's nothing quite as bad as feeling left out. Has any boy or girl ever felt like left out of a group or a game? Or maybe it's a group of friends and they're playing over here and they don't include you. It's not a nice feeling, eh? Sure it's not? In the recent movie, I wonder how many people went to see it. Wonder. Did anybody go to see it? Go see it before it goes out the cinema. It has many incredible lessons in it. An amazing movie. August Pullman, the young boy whom the movie is all about, he has a facial deformity. He looks different from other children. And he attends, for the very first time, very first time attending school, fifth grade. He had been homeschooled before that. And his mom and dad were very nervous, and he was very nervous as well about what the rest of the boys and girls would say or do when they saw his face. Most of the children avoided Uggie. Some of them even bullied him, called him names. And so to partly compensate for all the insecurity that he felt, what did Uggie do? Anybody seen the movie? He wore a space helmet. So this is not quite a space helmet. And I was trying it on earlier. I really would love to preach part of my message in this, but the microphone would get stuck. So maybe afterwards we'll put it on and you can take a picture, eh? So anyway, imagine going to school every day with this helmet on. But Uggie decided that he would do that, and his dad especially was trying to say, you know, Uggie, it's what's inside. You don't need the helmet. But it wasn't easy. And you see, Uggie could hide inside. No matter what people were saying or doing around him, he could almost act out. In fact, that's what he did, an astronaut, and he didn't have to think about the hard things that were going on around him. But slowly, things began to change, and some of the children realized that, you know, no matter what Uggie looked like, he was just like them, and so some of them reached out and accepted him. But you know what? In a sense, we're all a little bit like Uggie. Not just boys and girls, but adults as well. We desperately want to be accepted. But we're not happy with who we are. We think that something has to really change if others are going to like us, if they're going to accept us. And growing up and into adulthood, we do all kinds of strange things that are not really us in order to try to be accepted by the crowd. And we try to hide all of our insecurities. We call it, the world calls it shyness. But I call it insecurity, because Jesus wants us to be secure in him, to know that we are accepted by him so that we can fully be ourselves, that we don't have to pretend, that we don't have to act. And that's an amazing thing to discover, and sometimes we're discovering it every day of our lives. You see, Jesus has come to take away our masks. He's come to deal with the inner deformity. The Bible calls it sin. All those wrong things that we do and that we want to do. All those things that are against God and his ways and his will. God wants to change that from within, and he wants to restore us, and he wants to bring us into fellowship or friendship with him, to know that we are absolutely accepted by God, that we don't have to pretend or act or put on a show or a performance, that we can really be ourselves. Isn't that amazing? Imagine having a friend like that. Don't want to completely give the movie away, but Uggie finally found a friend who would play and laugh with him and even laugh about how he looked because he was accepted. Or at least he thought he did, until he caught his friend talking badly about him in front of others. Not so with Jesus. John tells us that he purifies us from all sin and we become his closest of friends. Jesus never trash talks us in front of others or even to his Father. Not an incredible thing to know. No, we're told he actually sings songs of love over us. When Jesus accepts us because of what he has done on the cross, we are fully accepted, even though we might have a problem with accepting ourselves and who we are. He purifies us from all sin, and he brings us into the closest of relationships possible. And he calls us friend. There's no need for masks, no need for pretense. It's Christmas every day with Jesus. Because we have real fellowship, real friendship with him. And in fact, one of the tests that fellowship and that friendship is wrong is that when we do something wrong, we will feel it inside immediately and we will want to confess our sin and we will want God's forgiveness and we will want to say sorry to those that we have hurt. So, not just on the 25th of December, we can have life, we can have fellowship. One more thing, and this is a favorite one of mine. We can have joy every day in Jesus. John says, the reason we're telling you about Jesus is so that you can have a Christmas celebration every year. No. It's so that you can have more presents. No. Or more pavlova. No. The reason we're telling you about Jesus is so, listen to this, that your joy may be complete. That's good news. Not just for Christmas Day, but for every single day of our lives. And that's what the evil one does not want us to grasp, understand, or know. That it's possible to have joy in Jesus every day. I love looking up, and anyone can do this, the original meaning of the word used in Scripture for a particular word. And so I looked up joy. Guess I should have really known this, but I loved the definition. It literally means so that you may be crammed with a calm delight. We could say stuffed, but crammed, I think, is pretty good. It's not, you know, God gives you a little bit of joy every day so that it can last the year. No, he wants to cram your life with joy. He wants to cram it with a calm delight. Okay, who's dying to know what's in my box? No? You don't want to know? Oh, okay. Good. Marty wants to know. Okay, so I don't know if you know this, but every Christmas, my family in Ireland pack a box with some things that we really like, and, well, some of them we can't get in Canada, but more and more we can. Because there's more and more Ireland coming to Canada, maybe, I don't know. Now, it actually costs a lot. In fact, sometimes it costs more to send the box than what's in the box. But my family do this, and they stuff it, they cram it with all kinds of goodies. And it's a bit like a joy box. In other words, well, They're going to get absolutely as much as everything they can in the box to make the most of it. Okay, let's find out. Now, I should say that it isn't what you think, because it's not an Xbox. Oh, can anyone guess? What the? Possibly. I'm not really into candy. More toys, maybe. Pavlova. Frozen, maybe. Well, by the time we get here, whatever. Okay, let's have a go at what's in here. Let's see what we can take out first. There'll always be Christmas cards. Okay, so from my mom and dad and from my sister. So this one says, for a special son and daughter-in-law. And you are the best son in the whole world. Oh, sorry, no, it doesn't say that. I read that up. So I get a lovely Christmas card. And what else? Oh, these are called Bisto gravy granules. What? My mom and dad will pack these in because they can't possibly think of their poor son in the outer frozen tundra of Winnipeg eating a turkey without Bisto gravy granules. And of course, my mom must have read my message again, because they pack so much in, it does us for 2 months and then we send some more. So you can get Bisto gravy here, but I think you can't get the granules. I'm sure one day you will be able to. And so this makes amazing gravy, and we have a great Christmas because of that. Okay. Oh, they'll always send these things here. So believe it or not, there's 4 of these Irish calendars. And they send 4 maybe because they think I'm a busy man or something, or it would be fun. They don't actually do this, but it would be fun if they marked their birthdays in it, wouldn't it? Anyway, who would like to win one of these? Oh my goodness, lots. Okay, so this has to be, let's say you have to be under 12. Who's under 12? Okay. So I'm going to give you a very special calendar for yourself, Irish, that you can look at an Irish picture and then tell your mom and dad that you want to go there sometime. So no shouting out. Name the famous Irish music group who has a lead vocalist called Bono. Oh. Shh! I saw you're hanging up first, yeah? No, I'm asking you the question. Oh, you mean you too, sorry. Enjoy. Well done. Ooh. Okay. Hey, we're not finished yet. So they will always send potato, crisps, cheese and onion, made in Tandragee, Northern Ireland, since 1956. So, wait a minute. It says 12 packs and there's only one left. Who's been at these? Has anyone ever had potato, cheese and onion? Then I get lots of chocolate bars. Now, the chocolate bars don't last very long in our house, but there's one that has lasted the longest. In fact, it hasn't been touched. And so it's a special dark chocolate one, because my sister knows I have high cholesterol, and so she sends me something to keep me really healthy, which you see has not been opened yet. And then we have lots of candy. And actually, this is Canadian candy. I put this in. So, but nobody really wants candy, eh? See, this is what... You listening? This is what God wants to do with our lives. He wants to stuff us full of... Not turkey, but joy. He wants to give us joy, 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 and more. And we think maybe it's over here, or it's over here, or we can do this, or do... But no, God says, come to me, and I will give you real joy. I can be your joy box every single day of your life. Knowing that our sin is forgiven, that we're accepted with God, that we have life, that we have fellowship with Him. There's a man called C.S. Lewis, and he once said a funny thing. He said, joy is the serious business of heaven. Wow. He wants to cram us with calm delight, no matter what we go through in our lives. But here's a one last point. The calm delight, the joy that God wants to fill our lives with, can be threatened. And that's why we need to choose fellowship with Jesus every day as a priority in our lives. We need to keep getting to Jesus. We need to every day seek Him first and find His joy in our lives. So, will you make that a priority in 2018? What will you actually do to make it a priority to put God first in your life and to experience His joy every day of your life? Will you set a new, maybe, Bible reading program? I'm reading one at the moment on YouVersion by James McDonald called An Authentic Prayer Life, 7 days. Imagine starting off the first 7 days with that. James McDonald, Authentic Prayer Life. You can go onto the website and get it on your computer as well. What about joining one of our life groups? What about coming to pray together as a church on January the 10th to seek God first and to know His joy? So what can we have every single day of our lives, not just Christmas? We have life, fellowship, and
Jesus.
Joy. Are we going to shout it out?
Joy.